Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Bhagavad Gita, a 700-verse Hindu scripture that is part of the Indian epic Mahabharata, has been studied, revered, and interpreted by countless scholars and spiritual seekers for centuries. Stephen Mitchell's Bhagavad Gita, a new translation, brings this ancient text into new light, offering clarity and accessibility to modern readers. Mitchell, known for his ability to translate and make classical texts accessible to contemporary audiences, provides an eloquent and poetic version of the Gita. His translation strips away the historical and cultural complexities to present the essence of this spiritual masterpiece in a manner that speaks directly to the heart and mind of today's reader. This book not only delivers the profound messages of the Gita, but also explores themes of duty, righteousness, and spirituality, providing a deep reflective experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Dharma, duty and morality. One of the central themes in the Bhagavad Gita is Dharma, or duty and morality. Through the dialogue between Arjuna, a great warrior, and Krishna, his charioteer who is later revealed to be the Supreme Being himself, the concept of Dharma is explored in depth. Arjuna faces a moral dilemma on the battlefield, hesitant to fight against his own relatives and teachers for the sake of kingdom and power. Krishna instructs him on the importance of performing one's duty without attachment to the results, guiding Arjuna to act in accordance with his warrior dharma. This discussion poses a universal question about moral obligations and righteousness, emphasizing the need to perform one's duties earnestly and ethically while detaching from the outcomes of those actions. Mitchell's translation elucidates this complex concept with clarity, making it accessible and relevant to the contemporary reader, encouraging reflection on our own moral choices and the roles we play in life. Secondly, karma, action and consequence. The Bhagavad Gita addresses the law of karma, which is action and the consequences it brings. Krishna explains to Arjuna that every action has repercussions, and that one should engage in action without craving for its fruits. This teaching invites readers to reflect on the nature of action, intention, and detachment. Actions taken without attachment to outcomes, performed as a duty, purify one's mind and lead to spiritual advancement. Stephen Mitchell's translation captures the essence of karma with precision, making the profound teachings accessible. Discussing karma, Mitchell opens a gateway for readers to understand how actions define us and the importance of performing righteous acts. The Gita suggests that while we have control over our actions, we must relinquish control over the results, fostering a mindset of service rather than a pursuit of rewards. This wisdom is particularly applicable in the modern world, encouraging mindful actions and ethical living. Thirdly, bhakti, devotion. Bhakti, or devotion to a personal god, is a key theme in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna elucidates the power and importance of devotion, revealing how it leads to spiritual liberation and union with the divine. Through bhakti, individuals surrender themselves and their actions to God, transcending the ego and its attachments. Mitchell's translation beautifully renders these discussions of devotion, making clear that bhakti is not mere religious fervor, but a profound, all-encompassing love and surrender to the divine. This concept challenges readers to explore their relationship with the divine, suggesting that through sincere devotion, one can achieve a higher state of consciousness and peace. The Bhagavad Gita invites readers to consider the transformative power of divine love and how devotion can lead to a fulfilling, spiritually enriched life.
Fourthly, jnana, knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, jnana, or knowledge, is presented as essential for spiritual wisdom and liberation. Krishna imparts to Arjuna the understanding that true knowledge goes beyond empirical learning. It is the realization of the ultimate nature of reality, seeing the eternal self, Atman, within all beings. This knowledge leads to liberation from the cycle of life and death, samsara. Mitchell's translation elucidates the nuanced discussions on jnana, offering readers insights into the nature of existence, the self, and the universe. The text encourages a journey inwards, prompting contemplation on one's true nature beyond the physical body and the mind. Through understanding jnana, readers are invited to explore the profound layers of their own consciousness and the interconnectedness of life, fostering a sense of unity and compassion towards all beings. Lastly, moksha, liberation. Moksha, or liberation, is the ultimate goal discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. It represents freedom from the cycle of birth and death, samsara, and the realization of one's true, eternal nature. Mitchell's translation addresses how through dharma, karma, bhakti, and jnana, an individual can attain moksha. This liberation is not just about the end of physical existence, but the realization and living in accordance with one's true divine nature. The Gita asserts that moksha is achievable in this life through detached action, devotion, and understanding the true self. Mitchell brings these ideas to life, offering a clear and practical approach to spirituality that transcends religious boundaries. For readers, moksha is a concept that not only provides hope for liberation from suffering, but also offers a path towards a life of purpose, peace, and ultimate fulfillment. In conclusion, Stephen Mitchell's Bhagavad Gita, A New Translation, is an invaluable resource for anyone seeking to understand the essence of one of Hinduism's most important scriptures. Mitchell's eloquent translation and his ability to distill its teachings into a form that resonates with contemporary seekers make this book especially relevant today. Whether one is a spiritual novice or a seasoned practitioner, this translation provides fresh insights into the themes of duty, action, devotion, knowledge, and liberation. The Gita's timeless wisdom can benefit individuals from all walks of life by offering guidance on living ethically, facing challenges with grace, and finding inner peace. Scholars, yogis, and anyone interested in philosophy or spirituality will find this book a treasure, as it not only makes the Bhagavad Gita accessible, but also illuminates its profound teachings in a way that can enrich one's life and perspective on the world. If you would like to support Stephen Mitchell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.